Happy September of 2020. It's a lot better than March of 2020. You are attuned to Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM, WITT, the home of unpredictable music, and at 4:30 on Wednesdays, the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, that's me, Danny O'Malley. I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture of the organization. Learned all about that from the knee of my dad, Joe O'Malley, from the age of 9 on at O'Malley Food Markets, but before that at Preston Supermarket, and even before that at Stop and Shop Supermarkets when I was a little kid. Want to know more about that? Well, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM? Well, I like to describe it as lively, local, small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And one of the themes that runs through the show several times a year is senior citizens. I'm a senior citizen, and this month I'll become more of a senior citizen later in the month. And my guest today is a newfound friend, although I've seen him on Facebook quite a bit. His name is Jim Morgan, and Jim has a company called Caring Transitions, and they help seniors navigate their way through, being senior citizens. And he's got a spinoff of that called Life's Copilot. And we're going to talk about all that, but first we're going to get to know Jim a little bit. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. It was good to see you. So
good to see you, and good to finally meet you. We've been Facebook friends for some time. Tell us about Jim Morgan and his background and where you grew up and went to school and what you studied, and then how you got to Caring Transitions.
Well, I grew up on a farm in Noblesville.
And, okay. Are you a miller?
Yes, I was a miller, absolutely.
Okay.
And so we farmed about 1,200 acres up there. That's where I got started. Then my dad was a broker in real estate, so that was my next thing for the next 27, 30 years.
Or I think we talked on the phone. You probably went to Noblesville with a bunch of kids that worked at the O'Malley store in Noblesville back in the 70s.
Definitely. We definitely did that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So I grew up in the real estate and the farming background. Then recently, one of our company bought a Caring Transitions franchise, and I had spent.
When you say our company,
Remaxability Plus has we have like 9 companies.
Okay, and so are you a real estate guy?
I still am in that role as well.
Residential.
Yeah,
real estate.
I don't sell. I don't have time. I basically our agents do, but we manage.
Well,
if
you were still in residential real estate, you'd be one busy boy right now.
Indeed, it is very very hot right now. So
we'll go straight to Caring Transitions.
Well, where it was is I had been. I was the sibling that stayed in state, so I had to downsize my in-laws, my parents, my uncle, and when this Caring Transitions franchise joined our family of companies, I was evangelizing it, going, oh my gosh, people, I would have killed to have known these people.
That's smart of a real estate company to get involved with a senior citizens type thing.
Probably our number one referral partners are realtors who need to help their clients declutter, downsize,
exactly. And so how long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. 2 years, maybe, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're still with RE/MAX.
I am. So
this is your passion, and this is your main thing.
Yeah, I'm doing this. I wear a lot of hats, but Caring Transitions, we get to help people sort and organize, down, declutter, move. If you're dealing with a senior, say, for instance, if they have memory care issues or what have you, we make sure we photograph everything in the place they're living and then replicate it exactly in the new place so that
cool.
It helps them transition easier.
I have a potential client for you we'll talk about off the air.
Excellent. We do estate sales. We do document shredding. We do clean outs. So it's a whole full service. And Caring Transitions is a national franchise, so there's 300 of them approximately. So as long as you're moving from city to city, we can probably help
if
you.
If you're
both
in the
ends.
Continental U.S.,
yeah, we can probably help.
Caring Transitions can help. Give us a way to get a hold. If you're in that ballpark right now, tell us how to get a hold of Caring Transitions.
Well, Caring Transitions, you can reach me at my cell, which basically, you can, if my cell gets you to all these companies, 317-610-7458. Or you can go to Caring Transitions Indy North website.
Indy North. So there's more than one in Indy.
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting. That tells you what a big organization that
Correct.
Is. So you got interested in Caring Transitions, and you've really kind of emphasized that connected to being involved in residential real estate. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then my own family's backgrounds as well. So,
sure,
yeah.
Sure. So then what does this... God's life's co-pilot.
Well, how that came about is once, navigating for my family, I felt like I was learning a lot about senior care, but I realized I felt like I was feeling around through the dark, and we were always making less than best decisions because we didn't know better decisions were out there.
You were doing it yourself.
Right, trying to navigate the whole thing ourselves. So then when I get into Caring Transitions, I start meeting all these different senior professionals at networking arrangements or whatever and learning about these other companies. And I'm like, where have you been? Why didn't someone tell me that you existed or that anyone did what you did? And so I'm going, there's got to be a better way. And as I was talking to a lot of the senior professionals, they had the same frustrations. It's like, if we could get in front of people before they're a deer in a headlight, if we can actually help them see what's out there, then that's what we needed, was a portal. So we actually invited about a dozen or 20 people of different backgrounds. We had senior attorneys, we had, whatever, all kinds of different
state
people.
State attorneys.
Exactly. We had them all together, and we said, okay, we whiteboarded. What would you, on a wish list, what would you like to have as a way of communicating to the community and to each other in a back-end networking type thing? What would you like? So we came up with something. That was what we built on our COVID vacation. Brand new. It's opened up officially this summer. But that's what it is. The idea is, daughter, say, is living in Dallas, and she's trying to help mom in Carmel. Rather than coming up here and barnstorming for 3 or 4 days and trying to just tag things and make decisions on the fly, she can spend time in a nice, safe environment in her house looking at all this stuff.
Because you've taken pictures of everything.
We've created a website, the portal, lifescopilot.com. You can go in and read blogs by the different professionals. You can watch videos of classes we've done. There's a glossary of terms, so when people start throwing out, ADLs, what is an ADL? Well, it's an activity of daily living, which there's 7 of those, and they determine help, care, and all that kind of stuff. But we have it in the industry, they have a tendency to throw these acronyms around without knowing what they are. So all those things are there for them to review, and they can go in and look at the different companies that are represented and read them and go to their websites and stuff.
And if I'm right from reading your stuff, this doesn't cost anything.
It's absolutely free to the consumer.
That's outstanding. Well, that's a first stopping point here with Jim Morgan of Caring Transitions and Life's Co-Pilot. And we're going to talk mostly about Life's Co-Pilot at this point. But we want to thank our underwriter for the show and thank our host for the show and talk about next week's show. And then we'll be back with Jim in just a minute. First of all, we want to thank the host for the studios at 91.9 FM for the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their extremely busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mostly dog and cat food, to pet owners in 48 states. And I'm telling you, there are trucks in and out of here. There's forklifts all over here. There's stacks of stuff. These folks are busy. Thanks for loaning us the loft here in your warehouse for the studios of all that unpredictable music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM. And our underwriter is Cathedral High School. If you have a student in 5th through 8th grade, mark your calendar for Cathedral High School's virtual open house, Thursday, November 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Enjoy the sights and sounds of our sprawling 40-acre campus as you experience Cathedral virtually. The event will include question and answer panel, performances by our talented, gee whiz, band members and performing artists and artists of all stripes, testimonials, and giveaways. Greatness is calling, so register today at gocathedral.com/openhouse. And as I've said since 1958, go Irish. Okay, next week's show will feature Anita Williams, who, along with her son Larry, started several years ago an Indianapolis Black Chamber of Commerce. I am a mentor, a very proud mentor to their clients on the Black Chamber of Commerce, so you're going to learn all about that on next week's show. Now, back to our guest today, Jim Morgan of Caring Transitions and Life's Co-Pilot. Talk a little more detail on this Life's Co-Pilot. I know it's new, so it might not be, is it too early to talk about how big it's gotten or some of your success stories or whatever?
Well, it is. It's brand new. I think we opened up, we did a beta test for about a month, and then with that original group that was at our whiteboarding session, and then we went live. And it's, what, maybe 2 months old? It's got about 40 different professional members that have already joined it. So it's growing every day. It seems to be a new one. For the consumer, again, right now, most of what you're going to find is north side of Indianapolis, Hamilton County, Boone County, what have you, but that is changing. We're trying to get all of the city, all of the state, and then eventually all of the country under this umbrella.
But so far, it's just here in Indianapolis.
Well, that's what the people I knew. Yeah.
Have you reached out? You said that there are other Caring Transitions areas of central Indiana. Have you reached out to them yet, or is it too early to do
that? We have done that. So there's one on the west side and there's one on the south side. So they're aware of it. So we'll see where it goes.
Okay. You were talking about a sort of a test, you know, a typical situation where the daughter lives in Dallas and the folks live in Indianapolis and the difficulty of coming here and trying to do everything and still do your work and take care of your kids in Dallas and so forth. Talk a little bit more about that.
I just wanted a place where they could go after work and get on the website and they could do their research and find out, okay, read about, read the blogs if they want to, watch some of the videos, go into the different websites of the different members and learn about them and get a feel for what, so that when they come here, they've already got a plan of attack.
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that we want to do.
Well, have you guys thought about, or do you want to, maybe? I don't know. Maybe you do or don't. What about the senior citizen communities around here?
Well, we're talking to them as well, and there's some of them are joining already.
Okay.
Yes, it's just like every day I keep getting a notice of somebody else that joined, and we're going through that process. We have some of the big organizations that are joining, Alzheimer's Association of Indiana, SECOA has joined us. So we've got some
awesome,
big outfits.
SECOA happens to be a client of mine.
And, and it's not like they're not coming on to endorse us. They're just there for people to find them.
Exactly. Okay, you can tell your clients,
here's
get
resources.
Get a hold of SECOA.
Yeah.
Get a hold of the Alzheimer's Association.
They're
or
here.
Whatever.
Shepherd Center in Noblesville. There's all these different places that you can find here now. Okay. And we just wanted to be a portal, that we can be there. When it comes to that's for the consumer. We want that. For the members, for the professionals in the industry, we wanted a megaphone for them. We wanted some place that they could go and they could talk to the consumer and they could talk to each other, network and what have you. When COVID hit, it was really clear that it was unfortunate we weren't already up and running. Because all of the...
You must have just kind of dreamed it right about the time COVID started, sort of.
We basically built it during that time.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And we'd been thinking about it for a year. It came out, then, So
you had time.
We had, but if the idea is that you could get on there and talk to people before they need you, before they're desperate, and you can start educating them and helping them know what stuff to look for and where to go for help. And when COVID hit, all of the networking associations that are in the senior world all shut down.
Of course.
Well, I get it. You can't be at a senior community. You couldn't be at a restaurant that's closed. But that doesn't mean that you needed to shut down. That was when we needed each other the most. What are you doing? How did you handle this? What's best practices? What do you do in this circumstance? That's when we really, really needed each other. And there was no one to go to. So
yeah,
Life's Co-Pilot is that source.
So you got your client's life co-pilot, and you've got your members.
It's almost two separate entities.
Do the members pay anything?
Yes, it's members driven. Okay, the members pay. It's $99 a month to be a member.
And you're not industry specific.
No.
So every retirement community in the area can join.
Any retirement community, any attorney, any specialty that deals in the senior world.
Okay. Well, how do you get if somebody's out there interested and they might want to talk to you, how do you get a hold of you guys?
Well, my email address, that phone number, 317-610-7458 gets me. The other one is info@lifescopilot.com is my email address. And of course, there's lifescopilot.com. You click on info.
That's a website.
Yeah.
Lifescopilot.com.
Correct.
How'd you come up with the name?
One of the things we do is we start a lot of companies and run a lot of different companies. And we just got our brain trust together and we all started working on it. And it came out of that. What's really interesting is we're trying to find an emblem, and our designer came up with a hummingbird. And we just, as soon as we saw it, it wasn't what we were thinking about. We were thinking like a plane or something. And she came up with this hummingbird, and we just all felt right. Okay. And so that became our emblem. And it's now I absolutely love it because my office has a hummingbird feeder out front. And every time I'm on the phone doing a Zoom meeting whatever for Life's Cup, I'll almost always have a hummingbird right in my window, which I absolutely love. Yeah.
That's wild.
Just kind of smile to myself. Nobody else knows what's going on, but I do. You know,
hey, you know what? One thing I forgot to ask you on the personal end of it. Tell us about your family real quick.
Oh, I'm married now for a very long time. So since 1983, we have three kids. I've got two sons, and then we have a daughter.
Any grandkids?
We have one, and she is completely wrapped granddad around her finger. So,
how old is she?
She's four.
She's four.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Do they all live here?
Two of them did. My daughter escaped, and so she ends up in Wilmington. So we're
Well, so down the road when you're my age,
mm-hmm.
or older. Maybe that daughter in Wilmington can use your services.
There you go.
Right?
That might be the case.
That's entirely possible. So, is there anybody else involved with you in Life's Copilot?
Yes, we have a team. Okay, and our team has. We have a marketing director. By the way, that's one of the things for our members. We actually can do full on marketing for them as well.
Okay.
We have a social media director that is part of this. We have an events coordinator.
You guys a not for profit?
No, we are for profit.
You are for profit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the profit comes from the members.
From the member side.
From the members.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is all of that run through RE/MAX?
No, or they're all separate entities.
You're kind of independent of RE/MAX, although I'm sure you trade information back and forth.
We have multiple companies, but the same team runs most of these companies. We lease each other out.
I was kind of guessing that, and I wanted to make sure we clarified that. Okay, we're going to have one more underwriter break. And talk about next week's show a little bit before we finish up with Jim Morgan of Life's Copilot and Caring Transitions, but mainly we're talking about Life's Copilot. We want to thank the host for the studios of 91.9 FM here on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse where Paul and Suzanne and their extremely busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food, mainly dog and cat food, to pet food owners only, not stores, in 48 states. And you ought to see this place. It's busy. The employees have got forklifts going around. There's trucks in and out of the alley and loading up and going out, and it must be good stuff. So thanks to My Pet Carnivore for hosting the studios of 91.9, all that unpredictable music, and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. We want to thank our underwriter, Cathedral High School. If you have a student 5th through 8th grade, mark your calendar for Cathedral High School's virtual open house Thursday, November 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Enjoy the sights and sounds of our sprawling 40-acre campus as you experience Cathedral virtually. The event will include question and answer panel, performances by some of our wonderful singers and actors and actresses and band performers, testimonials, and giveaways. Greatness is calling, so register today at gocathedral.com/openhouse. As I've said since 1958, go Irish. And next week's show will be big. Darn, I forget her first name already. I know her very well. Anita Williams, who with her son Larry Williams founded the Indianapolis Black Chamber of Commerce. And we'll be talking to Anita about the Indianapolis Black Chamber of Commerce, which is only about 3 years old. So we will look forward to informing you on that fine organization. Now back to Jim Morgan for our last segment. This is still a very fledgling operation. But do you have any success stories you can tell us?
Well, like I said, we have. We are starting to find people that are. What I get excited about is when I'm hearing people tell me that they are now using Life's Copilot's website and they're giving it to their friends because they want to give them referrals. To, you know, you should talk to this guy. You should talk to this lady. You should talk. To, and they're using our portal as that referral agent. Okay. To those, to the, because they know that everyone on our site has been vetted. We make sure that they've got good legit reputations and what have you, or they can't get on our site.
That leads me to another question: is there any particular area where you're looking for members from? I mean, you've got seniors, retirement homes and nursing homes, and you've got estate planners and stuff. Is there anything you're light on?
Everything's out there. We've got people that are. People I didn't even know existed, you know, people like geriatric care managers. We have several of those. We have, you know, a lot of people in the hospice industry, a lot of people in home care, in home health. There's just such a myriad of different industries that are out there that are all hugely beneficial to the families, but people don't know about them.
Stuff you wouldn't know unless you started digging into it, like
you know, and we're finding, you know, we're out recruiting for Life's Copilot, direct competition for our other companies. We don't care. We're there just to get more resources out for our consumers.
Well, how are this now? So you stumped me there. How would you be recruiting direct competition?
Well, because there's other companies that compete in the space that Caring Transitions. So we compete. We will bring them on immediately. In fact,
do some of the things at Caring Transition that some of your members do.
Absolutely. That we're not worried about that. We just want to make sure that you're a good, solid, you know, highly reputable, high service company, and then we want you there.
Have you had anybody want to be a member that you have rejected? That you wouldn't name them, but
I would not name them, but yes.
Has that happened?
Yes, it has.
What percentage would you say?
So far, it's been pretty low because everyone that I've been inviting are people that I know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. One of the things that I might mention to you is, have you ever heard of Rainmakers?
I have, yes.
Well, there's an event in Rainmakers that deals specifically with senior citizens, and I'm a former member, and I haven't been for a long time, but we'll talk off the air, and I'll give you the guy's name that runs the event, but it's strictly for seniors. You might want to think about
I'd love to see that.
That particular event. So what have we missed? Missed anything?
One thing I would recommend for anyone, the consumer, for the professionals, is to go on to Life's Copilot and look at our events section, because we always are having events coming
up. Talk about the events.
Well, the next one that's coming up after this show is going to be September 10th. And it's going to be a Zoom meeting from noon to 1. Anyone is invited. It's free to attend. And what we're trying to do is it's the most misunderstood word in senior care. Why most people miss out on the benefits available to them is because they are afraid of the word hospice. I didn't know what hospice was. I had no idea. You know, I thought it was a morphine drip at the last few days.
That's kind of what I thought.
It is not at all. There's a myriad of benefits that come with hospice, and it can come for people graduate off hospice because they're getting their what someone explained to me. The difference was that I'm like, man, it just makes so much sense that when a doctor's treating you, they're treating you to cure you. When you have something that's not curable, then hospice treats the symptoms, not the cause, and just makes your quality of life higher. And so a lot of times then when you're feeling better, you eat better, you hydrate better, you get all these different things.
Who knows?
And all of a sudden you're out playing golf again. You know, yeah. So it's...
So you can go from hospice to playing golf. See, I didn't never know that.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
And my father could have benefited greatly from hospice. I didn't know what it was. He, when we finally called hospice, she arrived 5 minutes after he died, which I was pleased to have her because she did all the paperwork. But he could have benefited for the previous 2 years.
How long ago was that?
2011.
So 10 years ago,
yeah.
Right? And we didn't know near as much as we know now, but also you didn't know near as much as you know
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Right?
And maybe, and that's the and whole point of Life's Copilot, is to try to get that word out there.
Not, of course, not only that, in the intervening 10 years, everybody's gotten better at what they're doing, too. So maybe there's more help out there than people might realize. That's a great example. I just assumed hospice, you were pretty well in the grave if you were in hospice, right?
It is, you know, there's different things that are part of the process, and I'm not, now I know enough to be dangerous. I couldn't tell you all how the rules work, but I know that there's so much more there than people realize, and so that's why we're having the class on it.
Well, that's September 10th again?
It's September 10th, and it is from noon to 1 p.m. You can go to lifescopilot.com and register for that.
You got any other events coming up? On the heels of that?
September 22nd, we're doing, here's the title of it. It says, when you build a house, you hire a general contractor. Why not, for all your senior care needs, meet the geriatric care managers? Okay, so and that's kind of what they do. They oversee all that process. So, again, somebody didn't know they existed. October 8th, we're doing one on what's the difference between home care and home health care, and what are the benefits of each. The October 19th, senior living today, it's not what it used to be. You know, that kind of stuff. So we're constantly doing these things.
For all of these, you go to
LifesCopilot.com.
LifesCopilot.com. The schedule's there.
It's on events.
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we have the same amount. We're doing the same kind of events for members only, but you have to be a member to get access to those.
Okay, so if I go on Life's Copilot today, I have to become a member
to get
access.
To get that. And that's just for senior professionals.
Okay,
yeah, but this is all free to the consumer.
To the consumer,
right?
Okay, that's great. Once again, give us the contact information.
Jim Morgan, 317-610-7458, and of course you can get me at info@lifescopilot.com.
Do you have anything you want to add? Is there anything we've left out?
All I'm trying to do here is to help take some of the pressure off of people. It is such, you know, from my own experience, it is so stressful when you're trying to make all these decisions and have so little information. We're trying to give you information to make it a lot easier process.
Awesome. Jim Morgan with Life's Copilot and Caring Transitions. Thanks for being our guest on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. A couple of quick notes. Don't forget tonight, Russ Dodge and Devin Dean, eclectic rock music, classic rock music, covering 60 years of great music. And I think Russ wants to say something.
Well, I just want to jump in and say thank you for a couple of weeks ago, Danny, being a guest host on the program when we did that great Beatles and Beach Boys special, and we got a lot of great feedback. We're going to have to do that again sometime soon.
We will.
And no doubt about it. So we certainly appreciate it, and also a special thank you to our underwriter, Cathedral High School. If you have a student in 5th through 8th grade, Cathedral High School's virtual open house is Thursday, November 12th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Information at gocathedral.com/openhouse.
That's a wrap. Don't forget next week, Anita Williams, the co-founder with her son Larry of the Indianapolis Black Chamber of Commerce. We'll see you then on 91.9 FM and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.